I was on a but there. But I think Tarantino's films have stated very clearly, like, I am not the filmmaker you're going to go to for humanized versions of monsters. Although, oddly enough, I think if you look to a film like Inglourious Basterds, there's a scene where the young father, who is pretty much portrayed as a soldier following orders, who gets killed in a somewhat, you know, the scene is meant to, like, is meant to sort of startle you and stir you morally. And, like, oh, that was a young father who just got shot. You know, I'm talking about the guy in the basement. Also, you're kind of in some way made to admire Colonel Londa and also Candy. I think in some odd way, without in any way justifying their actions, you are sort of seduced by them. And that's Tarantino's clear intention, to be seduced by them, that they're not these dumb, ignorant people who are simply there to be bashed in. Some of them are. There's broad stereotypes in every one of his films, but there's some good people thrown into the mix. And so I guess my point was, and I hope maybe it sparks something, maybe even if some film club people are listening, but I don't find it in any way offensive that Tarantino implies that anybody who had any involvement, even Raoul Walsh, who played John Wilkes Booth, but specifically somebody who wrote as a Klansman in a film that portrayed Klansmen as heroes and black people as monsters that deserve to be conquered and beaten and killed and hung, I would say that if you decide personally to completely despise a filmmaker for that reason, I don't have a problem with it. As much as I love Ford personally, I don't have a problem with anybody looking at his role in film history in that specific film and to hate him. I don't think that that's necessarily a disingenuous thing. I don't think that's something that needs to be corrected. I think it's something that is completely understandable and justified when you look at what happened because of that film and the impact that film had and the ways that film continued our sad history. So, respond, man, respond. Let's hear your defense. All right, bye.